It's a clear 50-degree day with calm skies and waters.
Hopefully it's going to be nice and sunny and not windy, and because if it's windy and rainy and horrible, well, we'll see.
Mark Woodward is one of the teachers riding the Jatkotant up to Petersburg. He's standing on the docked boat, which looks clean and empty. That'll change tomorrow when 8 students and 2 other teachers, including Captain Rick Collins, load onto the converted pocket seiner.
We're going to take, there are 5 core students that are going for the ocean, kind of oceanography, maritime sciences. 4 Kihei kids and 1 Revilla student is going, and then all the deckhands are going through our maritime program.
It'll be a 2-day trip up to Petersburg. The crew will stop Wednesday and Thursday night to sleep at cabins along the way. On Friday, they'll arrive in Petersburg. Then 5 of the Ketchikan students will fly back, and their places on the boat will be taken by Petersburg students, who will take the 2-day trip back down to Ketchikan. Along the way, students will learn about navigation, safety, marine biology, and more. They'll catch some crab and halibut to study, and then maybe serve up for dinner. The trip isn't just for fun. The students will be getting credit for it.
ACLIN, which is Alaska's Learning Network, I work with them, and I told them what we were doing, and they think it's unbelievable. So we've come up with a 70-hour course that the kids are going to take. They've done a little bit of work already. They're going to do work on the way there, and then they'll have to do some work when they get home, but they'll get a half a credit, half an elective credit for doing this.
A half credit is equivalent to a semester-long traditional class. Woodward says the Ketchikan and Petersburg school districts have been planning a trip like this since last year.
The reason why I do this, we were talking earlier, the reason why I would do this is I think this is the best education. This is the best classroom we have, you know, is the Tongass and the North Pacific Ocean.
Matthew Kelly is a junior who takes both maritime and oceanography classes. He's one of 3 Ketchikan students who are serving as deckhands and going on both legs of the trip.
On the way up to Petersburg, I'm going to be mostly an oceanography-related student, and then on the way back down, I'll be doing more maritime-related stuff. For oceanography, just we'll be probably doing a few sample things, like doing plankton toes and checking the salinity and temperatures of the water. And then for maritime, we'll be doing a lot of navigation.
This will be the longest trip the Jatkotant has taken in recent years. Woodward says the Ketchikan School District hopes that in the future they can do similar trips to more towns to give other high school students a chance to learn on the ocean. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.